These are the sounds you have to make. Get Whoopi's whipstick. We're gonna do calls and get the bed music, which is the thing. And turn this on with the mic stand. Hold on, let me find the bed music. A very, very disorganized. This is the first ever Whoopi show. There's, it's the first one. Ah, bed music. Ah, it's like a, we're gonna dial Sweden. Oh, turn on the loop track. Well, I better make sure this fucking thing's recording. It says it's recording, so if it isn't, it's not my fault. It's your. There we go. You got it turned down, and it's just nice and gentle in the back. I was able to call Sweden last night, and on not a show, since this is the first episode of Whoopi's Whipstick. Whipstick on Whoop Wednesday. Still looking, you get to hear the bed music.
Numret används inte. Kontrollera numret eller ring nummerupplysningen.
What? Oh, it's, goddamn Swedish number. Let's hope they pick up. Welcome to the first show ever.
Hi, you've reached the Therapist Secure Solutions from Loch Ness. Unfortunately, I can't take your call at the moment. If you'd like to leave your name and
let's try again. The first ever show. There wasn't a previous show that wasn't recorded of Whoopi's Whipstick on Whoopensday. Locksmith. There we go.
Hello and welcome to NOD Locksmith, your trusted service. An agent will be with you shortly. Please note that this call may be recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Hello, services.
I have a lock. How do I, like...
Sorry?
Are you, like, open my lock?
Sorry, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, Tennessee.
From Tennessee? Well, I'm in the UK, so...
It's an English lock.
It's a bit far.
Well, my locksmith said it's, like, an English lock, so, like, I need to, like, call you.
Yeah, but you're not in England.
No. But I have the lock.
So you need to call a locksmith in America.
He said call you.
You want me to get on the flight and come down to Tennessee?
I send it to you in the mail, and you, like, take a look at it. It's, like, a different kind.
No, sorry, it doesn't work like that.
That's an English lock.
You need a locksmith.
You can't solve it. He's an American. He can't solve it. It's, like, too different for him. I could fly down there. Oh, okay. There she goes. She wasn't very... Whatever. This is the first episode ever. There wasn't a first one. No answer. Phone rings.
call right now. Just leave your message after the tone. When you're done, press hash or just hang up.
Ah! There, they got a message. Okay, this is a different number. Oh, the bed music. Oh, need to have it up here. I think they're gonna answer. So we've made one call so far on the first ever Whoopi show. That's hopefully being recorded by the tool. My button, it did fail. I got 3 minutes out of a 2 hour nothing happened. Okay, I'm not having much luck with British locksmiths, so we're in a hotel, I guess. Here's a Spartman. I wonder if there's any motor hotels. Motor motels, I mean.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yeah, hello?
I have, there?
Hello?
At your property? I'm there?
Sorry, it was not clear.
Oh, I'm there at your property. Okay.
Where are you calling from?
City Studios, Preston.
Yeah.
I have an issue.
What?
I have found something.
You have found something?
I found it's incredible.
Let me
put him on the phone. Hold on. Give me a minute here. Hey, come over here, you. All right, he wants... Hold on. Do you hear him?
Where are you?
There. At City Studios, Preston. In Lancashire.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just asking, where are you?
In the property. In Preston.
Sorry, your voice is not clear. I can't hear you clearly.
Is this better?
No.
No?
Wait a minute.
How about this? Is this better?
No.
Can you hear me more clearly? Right, like this? Is this better? With the,
You call me a... hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Would you call me again?
I called you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have... It's incredible. Here, here, listen. What do you think of that? Hold on. What do I do with him, then? Because I don't know what the heck's going on.
The problem is a natural. Right? I can't kill you.
What do I do about him? he couldn't hear me. I hope he's okay. Denny's. Yeah, Denny's. Okay. Wait, do they have? Where all in the world do they have? At Denny's coffee shop. Yeah, it's too late there. Oh, bed music.
Denny's. We're always open, serving our guests 24 hours a day, every day of the year.
One.
Order.
For English, press 1.
Uh-oh.
But if all calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
Hi there. Thank you for choosing Denny's on 4760 South Campbell Avenue.
God.
Will this order be for pickup or delivery?
I press 0, Adam. I want the store. Give me the store. I haven't done this before.
You can pick up your order at 4760 South Campbell Avenue.
I think he is reading an address. Hold on, I should listen to the Denny's. Soup? Yeah.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're always open, serving our guests 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Order anytime at Denny's.com. To place a to-go order by phone for pickup, please press 1. To speak to a Denny's team member, please press 2. To repeat these options.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for calling Denny's. This is Kathy. Can I help you?
What's going on, man? Like, all the soup's all together. Like, it's all mixed together. It's, like, mixed up. It's, like, not... It should be separate. It should be, like, everything, like, its own separate. Like, but it's all...
Okay.
It's, like, all wet and it's all mixed. And I don't know how to work it. How do I make it work?
Okay. First of all, could you slow down for a second, please? Back up and explain to me what are we talking about here?
I got the soup. I brought it home, and I'm looking at it, and it's all mixed together, and I'm confused.
A soup that's all mixed together.
I don't. What is it supposed to be like that? Shouldn't it be all separate?
Soup is not separate. It's together.
Why? 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 It should be like I don't want it. It should. I want like it separate. Can you make if I bring? Can you make it separate? Like
okay.
Separate? Like
listen,
separate? Can you make it separate?
It's soup. It's soup, and we're not going to do any prank phone calls. Soup comes
together
like
please,
it's always.
Please, I want soup. Oh, I was called out. Oh, was she quiet? I'm used to, like, adjusting my dials on my end.
For English, press 1.
Presione 2 para español.
Please select.
All calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
Hi there. Thank you for choosing Denny's on 2335 West 76 Country Boulevard. Will this order be for pickup or delivery? Please note, this store requires...
Oh, I gotta... There we go.
Hi, thanks for calling Denny's. If you're calling about an order you have already placed, or you would like to speak to someone in the restaurant, please stay on the line. To place a new order, press 1. To talk to someone about fundraising, press 2. Again,
it's good to know that, wait.
For English, press 1.
Presione 2 para español.
All calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
Hi there. Thank you for choosing Denny's on 6441 South Lindbergh Boulevard. Will this order be for pickup or delivery?
It's all the some sort of thing. Oh, I have, Oh, I touched the mic stand.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're always open, serving our guests 24 hours a day.
Denny's, how may I help you?
Hey, Denny, how do I, like, get it, like, separate?
What do you mean, separate?
Well, I, like, got it, but it's, like, mixed. So, like, if I can, like, do I, like, have to separate it on my own, or how do I work it?
Oh, okay, hold on a second. Let me let you talk to the manager. She'll explain it to you.
Okay.
Hey, he's asking Denny a question about separating things. I'm with a customer.
This is Cassie. How can I help you?
I get, like, home, but I'm looking at it, but it's, like, all mixed. So, like, how do I, like, separate it?
Separate what?
Well, I got, like, a soup and a sandwich.
I like the grilled cheese and the soup?
Yeah, but they're, like, mixed.
No. It's like an actual grilled cheese sandwich, and then it's a soup as well. Like,
I'm like looking at it, but it's like all mixed together.
Yeah, it's just one it's one item. Well, there's two items, but one item, if that makes sense.
But, like, whenever I'm, like, I have the bag here, and I opened it, and I, like, set it out, but, like, they're both, like, together, so I don't, do I have, is it okay if I, is it, am I able to, like, use it if I, like, take it apart, or?
Like, I don't understand what you mean. It's an actual sandwich, and then you have soup.
Yeah, well, like, I'm looking at the soup's, like, all contiguous. It's kind of, like, all together, and the sandwich is, like, two separate things, I think.
A sandwich is the sandwich just alone, and then the soup is, like, on the side.
Well, the one sandwich is three things, but the soup's one thing, so... A sandwich is three things, though. That's not a lie. It's the truth.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're...
Welcome to the Whipstick.
Denny's and Miriam, how may I help you?
Hey, Denny's. I got it, but it's like, I thought it was like one item, but like I'm looking at it, like all spread out, but it's like four. So, like, am I like, how is that? How's that work?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I got a grilled cheese and a soup.
I'm sorry?
I got, like, the grilled cheese and soup.
Uh-huh. Well,
but
we don't have soup.
I have soup.
Cheese. You ordered it online?
Yeah. I picked it up at your store.
Hang on.
Okay.
It won't do it because you got your... Because those are items are on the... let me try it again. I said it cannot try again. Loyal customer number already identified. Do you wish to proceed? Yes. Some selected rewards cannot be applied.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think it's because you got it off of the cheap menu.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
I got the soup here. Like, I'm going to try it out. So, hold on.
Well, we don't have soup.
I
didn't
soup.
Have a grilled cheese.
Have
you
soup.
Have soup? With, are you sure you're at the right Denny's?
Yeah. It's on.
This is Miriam, and we don't.
Yeah.
And we don't. Well, we don't have soup. Soup.
Hold on. Let me. Because I have it here. Like, it's soup.
Just a moment. You
hold
have
on,
soup.
It's like, here, I'm looking at it. It's like
okay,
bubbling.
Okay. What's the problem? What's going on?
Well, I guess.
Is this a crank call?
Well, I have the soup in like a sandwich. So, is that one item or two?
They're what?
Is it like one item or two?
It would be one item, soup with grilled cheese and soup together.
Okay.
But what are you asking me?
I thought it would be like one item, but it's like two that I'm looking at. I'm just confused. I don't like.
Well,
never,
I'm confused in what you're trying to ask me.
I've never like ordered from Denny's before. This is my first time.
Uh-huh. And you ordered online?
Yeah.
And you ordered a grilled cheese and soup?
Yeah. It showed up as one item in, like, the checkout, but looking at it, it's two items.
It's two items? How's it going to be two? Okay, soup comes with the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
It comes with it like a side.
Yeah.
So that'd be one item.
But it's like a bowl of soup and grilled cheese, so it's two items.
Right. No, it's one item together. It's like saying grilled cheese and French fries or grilled cheese. It's a side item with the grilled cheese.
So if I got like a French fries, I'd say it's two items with it.
So then you'd have to pay extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you asking me?
Is it normal?
What do you want to know?
I'm normal.
Huh?
I'm normal.
You're normal?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I'm regular, I guess.
You're what?
Regular.
Is this a crank call?
What's the crank?
Okay. Thank you for calling.
I love you. Bye. We have to get to the bottom of this mystery. Like, how many items is the soup? She says a soup and a sandwich is one item. I think it's at least four. Not including the bag.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're always open.
Welcome to the Whipstick.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're always open, serving our guests 24 hours a day.
Thanks for calling Denny's. If you're calling about an order you have already placed, or you would like to speak to someone in the restaurant, please stay on the line. To place a new order, press 1. To talk to someone about fundraising, press 2. Again, to speak to someone in the restaurant or ask about an existing order, stay on the line. Or press 1 to place a new order and 2 for fundraising information. You will now be connected with the restaurant.
Different lady.
The person you are trying to reach is goodbye.
The person you're trying to reach is goodbye. Interesting.
Denny's, I'm ready and I can help you.
Is this Denny's?
Yes, it is.
I had gotten an order there and I'm like looking in the bag. I don't think it's like my order. It's like an employee's bag, I think.
What did you get?
I got one item. It's a sandwich and soup. But I'm looking in the bag and there's like a wallet and car keys.
I don't know nothing about that. Are you sure you got the right store?
Yeah, it's like a keychain, and it has like a house key on it.
Yeah, but our delivery service is a third party, so we have control. You'll have to call DoorDash, the one who delivered your food.
I came into the back and I like took the bag with my food and I'm looking at it and it's just like it's not like a paper bag, it's kind of like a satchel or something, or like a purse.
I don't know nothing about that. We don't do pickup orders from our back.
It's got like lipstick and like keys and the wallet in it. Do I bring it back?
Yeah. I guess I have no idea.
There's like a fortune cookie in it, and I ate it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I have no idea about that stuff, so.
Like, I'm here.
Do you want to bring it back? Bring it back. I have no idea, so.
There's, like I said, keys. There's, like a feminine hygiene product.
I guess I have no idea. I guess you want to bring it back? Bring it back. So, I mean, I don't know.
It says, made in China on the inside tag?
I have no idea.
It has, like, stitching.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a Leatherman.
Okay. Hold on a second, okay?
Do you want it, or do I keep it?
I have no idea. You can bring it back if you want. I don't know anybody has that kind of stuff, so, I mean...
I looked in the wallet and there's like $80 in there in cash.
There's Hold on like a second, okay?
A phone.
Hold on a second. Last two orders. The last two orders. You picked up. You ask when your hand is down.
I wonder if he's saying secrets about me.
Personal items were in the bag.
My personal items?
Yeah, personal items. Like a wallet, stuff like that. Yeah, they said there was personal items in the bag, wallet, money, keys.
What? That's your bag.
All right, sir. I have no idea what that stuff is. So
okay, you want it? Can I? I'll bring. I don't think I'm supposed to have it. I'll bring it back.
Okay. All right. No problem. Sounds good. All
Thank
right,
you.
Thanks.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh yeah, they're telling secrets. Alright. Denny's.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're always open, serving our guests 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Order anytime.
Oh, I pressed you at this point. Pick up. Oh, that's the wrong button. That's not the hang. I hang up as soon as they pick up. Well, I can't talk to them ever again.
Presione 2 para español.
Please select a valid option.
All calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
Hi there. Thank you for choosing Denny's on 2335 West 76 Country Boulevard.
Oh, I think that's the AI. Guy. Wyoming. I feel like I've called this before. All right. Hello? I didn't catch your name.
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. I, like, picked up an order there, but I think you guys, like, gave me a woman's purse instead of, like, my order.
You did what?
I came in there to, like, pick up my order, but it looks like I got a woman's purse instead.
A woman's purse?
Yeah. Like, I was looking around in it, and there's, like, here, let me...
A what?
There's like a lipstick and a wallet in here and like a party noisemaker. Like a sewing kit. So do you want it back?
Oh, I would think so.
Alright, so I used some of the chapstick because my lips were a little dry. So should I like keep that or...
Well,
Hank said
he just picked up an order. He found a purse, and he said, "Oh, but I
kind of
used some of the lipstick." I think.
Lipstick. Oh no. That's all they had to say to me. Alright, we're going to Idaho.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're open every day of the year.
Hi, I got, like, the food.
Sorry?
I picked up food.
Do you want to pick up food?
I picked it up.
Okay.
It's the bag's different.
The bag is different?
It's not normal.
How so?
It's, like, stitched.
It's what, sorry?
Like, usually it's, like, glued, but this is stitched.
bag is niched together?
Yeah, it's niched.
Is all the food there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it, like, safe?
Is the container for the food itself, or is it the bag holding the containers of the food?
It says Calvin Klein.
Hello?
Hi. It says Calvin.
Calvin?
Embroidered.
Embroidered on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Pretty good. Can I get your name?
What? Stick? There's lipstick.
Your name's Lipstick?
No.
What's your name?
Whoop?
That way I can check the orders.
Oh. I picked it up in store.
You just picked it up. Was there a name on the order, though?
No.
No, it was just a random order.
Yeah.
And the bag got niched with lipstick.
There's lipstick inside.
There's lipstick inside.
Maybe it was inside of a to-go bag.
Oh, okay.
Well. So, is it good?
It should be good.
So I can eat it.
If it looks good to eat, yes. I would assume so.
Can I feed it to my dog? To check?
If that's what you prefer to do with your food.
Okay. Okay. Here, come on, eat some of this. I'm gonna feed it to him now. It's like a meat belt.
Sounds like a lovely dog. What breed of dog is that?
Labradoodle.
Labradoodle. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Just one Labradoodle?
There's three of them.
Three of them.
They're barking in harmony.
They sound very hungry. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to like nibble at me.
Nibble on your ankles or something.
I got a meat belt.
Yeah.
Tell him he's right. Good. I give you the phone to him now. Come on, talk to him.
Okay.
All right. Did you tell him he's good?
No hablo, pero lo siento.
Oh, he gets scared.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I gotta go now.
Hopefully the food calms him down. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a meat belt. It's like a
meat belt. Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good one.
Thank you. What a nice man. Oh, I got the bed music.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're open every day of the year.
Oh, staticky line.
We will be closed until Thursday, May 9th, 2019 at 6 a.m. for a remodel and refurbish of the restaurant. We appreciate your business and look forward to serving you there. Have a good day.
Oh, they're closed until 2019. Okay. Yeah, 2019 for the refurbishment. Call back.
Thank you for calling Denny's. We're open every day of the year. Order.
We will be closed until Thursday, May 9th, 2019 at 6 a.m. for a remodel and refurbish of the restaurant. We appreciate your business and look forward to serving you there. Have a good day.
Amazing. Thursday, May 19th, 2019, is that the day?
You are trying to reach, please enter it now. Otherwise,
My name's different, so, like, I'm not sure if... Wow. What a B-word. Ooh. She didn't appreciate that. Okay. Yeah. Welcome to the Whipstick with Whoopi.
Hi, thanks for calling Denny's. If you're calling about an order you have already placed or you would like to speak to someone in the restaurant, please stay on the line. To place a new order, press 1. To talk to someone about fundraising, press 2. Again, to speak to someone in the restaurant or ask about an existing order, stay on the line. Or press 1 to place a new order and 2 for fundraising information. You will now be connected with the restaurant.
How can I help you?
Andrewville, I have, my name's different, so I'm not sure if, like, it's going to be, like, put on the order or not. Like, they haven't, like, put it on before. I think they think it's a joke.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay. It's a different name, though. I've never met anyone with my name.
This is Sherry Lynn.
Was I speaking with Dreamville?
Yes.
Okay. My parents named me, a different name, so if I put it on, the app, it's not going to, get canceled, right?
I don't understand.
My parents were hippies, so, I get a different name than, a normal name.
Okay.
They named me Lipstick.
Okay. I guess I don't understand. So, what's going on? You're calling Denny's restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I, go on the order for, at the other one, they don't put my name on the order and they, don't make it because my name's different.
Yes. They don't make your order?
No, my name's Lipstick.
Okay.
But they should be making it, right?
Oh, I can go look. I'm sure they'll make it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what name you put on it.
All right.
Let's see. I don't have an order for you.
Okay. I just wanted to, double check before I, make the order. Because, last time I did that, you're quite a way away from me. It took me a while to drive there, and, it wasn't at this store. It was at the other one. They turned me away. After I paid on the app.
Why would they turn you away?
They said, Lipstick is not a real name.
Who cares what name you put? That's stupid.
Yeah.
You can put whatever name you want.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't care.
All right, cool.
So we'll cook your food. Yeah, as long as you cook it and it's paid for, we don't care.
All right.
I mean, as long as you, order it and pay for it online or whatever, we don't care.
Cool.
What name you put. You can put whatever name you want.
It's just, it just sucks, when you think, you're going to be eating a great dinner, and then you don't have it because they thought it was fake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Okay.
So you go ahead and put your order in. We'll cook it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you
there?
Yeah. Oh. You should, rivalry the other ones, because they suck compared to you guys.
Oh, well, it's sad. Who cares what name somebody puts?
Yeah, it's
weird.
If
that's their name, that's their name. It doesn't matter. As long as they order, who cares?
Yeah.
We just want to feed people.
That's what I always say, who cares? My name's Lipstick. Get used to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you. No big deal. You're all welcome.
Right. Have a great day, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I think her name is Denise. Carol Ann. She works at the Dreamville. Carol Ann's a great woman.
Hi, thanks for calling Denny. If you're calling about an order you have already placed, or you would like to speak to someone in the restaurant, please stay on the line. To place a new order, press 1. To talk to someone about fundraising, press 2. Again, to speak to someone in the restaurant or ask about an existing order, stay on the line. Or press 1 to place a new order and 2 for
the first girl's name was Dreamville.
You will now be connected with the restaurant.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Did you receive an order for lipstick?
For lipstick?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Maybe it was a bad connection on my end, even though I'm pretty sure my microphone's all top of the line or whatever. Oh, the bed. Yay! Music. Have people on them, but then they have this long preamble. It takes at least 30 seconds. Did you guys receive an order for lipstick?
No.
I think that's like the name he put on the order.
No, we haven't received anything here yet.
Okay. It's like under lipstick?
Yeah, no, only for Amanda and Dustin. Okay. The only orders that we got is just Dustin and Amanda for to go.
Dustin and Amanda to go?
Yeah, that's the only orders that we got to go.
Okay, like, it's I work at the other one, and they said, like, there's supposed to be an order for lipstick?
No, but let me transfer it to the manager.
Okay.
He probably can know more about it.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. Well, I can lean.
Hello?
Hello? I'm at the other one.
Hello?
Hello? I'm at the other one, and it said I received an order for lipstick.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
They said I received an order for lipstick. This is Dustin.
This is Denny's.
Yeah. My name's Dustin.
An order for lipstick?
Yeah. an order for lipstick. And he said no. Alright. Oh, gotta turn the music on. Okay, this one's permanently closed. This one is permanently closed. How about this one? Is this one not too busy? Alright, reviews. Today Cook sucks. Cook. I've moved the mic. Hello?
Thank you for calling Come and Go. This is Brody.
Hey, Brody. Is it like gas there?
Yep.
Cause I wanna get it wet.
Sorry, what was that?
Enough to just moisten it.
To what?
Moisten. To make it damp, I guess. So would I give you a quarter? For just a squirt. Oh. He didn't appreciate it. I changed the panning and then... Hello?
Come and go, this is Caleb.
Caleb, you guys got, I don't want to say it, but my friend insisted. He asked if you got, shit in the bag.
That one?
Shit in the bag?
What do you mean?
Regular. Just, stuff, I guess.
Sorry, I'm not quite understanding.
Shit in the bag?
If we have, a plumbing problem? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding, man.
It's I guess... Is there supposed to, it says, he said there's shit in the bag. So, I don't know.
You're good. I'm trying to help you out. Are you with Maverick, Come and Go? Just a regular customer?
I'm Dreamville.
Green, say that again?
Dreamville.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to help you out. I'm not sure what you're needing or wanting right now.
Well, you said you wanted me to find out about it.
I'm sorry, you're confusing me so much right now.
I don't know what's happening. I'm just as lost as you are.
Okay. Okay. So give me one quick second. I'm gonna put the phone down to help a customer.
Okay.
Hello. I need the best one for this case. 113.
Alrighty, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to help you out here. So you're calling a Come and Go, a gas station, correct?
Yeah.
Are you with an establishment, a vendor, or are you somebody who just called the store, like a customer would?
I'm with Dreamville.
Okay, what is that?
That's the name.
That's the name of what?
The article of the entity of the corporation.
So you're with a corporation.
Yeah.
So what are you needing from me right now?
Is there, shit in the bag?
Shit in the bag? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm trying to, swear, but, that's, what he said.
Okay, I'm very confused right now, because I don't know what that means.
Yeah, the gesture?
Tissue paper?
Japan 4? With the bag?
What?
I'm with like.
Okay, buddy. I'm gonna hang up right now. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what you need. I'm trying to help you out. If you need gas, I can help you with gas. If you need
gas,
concession. Okay, we have our pumps. If you need any help with the pump, I can come outside and help you. But I don't know what you're wanting right now.
It's like the minimum amount.
What are you talking about? Okay, you have a good day. I'm done with this.
Oh, like to put on the pump, like.
Come on, go on Northwest 86. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm here with the bag.
Can you say that one more time?
I'm here with the bag. The eels.
What?
The eels. Japan 4. Yeah, the Cheshire. The Cheshire? Japan 4? Is that okay? Hi? he didn't appreciate that. It's a bag of sit, but they forget the H. Oh, I paused it instead of doing that. Oh, wait, I can do this.
Thanks for calling Maverick. Can I help you?
I got sit in the bag. Is that... Do you guys, like... But it's a good sit in the bag.
Can I do what now?
Like, I'd gotten a bag from you guys, and it's, like, good sit in the bag.
A bag of what?
Sit. But I think they dropped the H.
I have no clue what that is.
I don't know either, but, like, it's good. Can I, like, bring it in and, like, show you?
This is a store.
Yeah. Like, I came there and I, like, bought it. With money?
The only way you could do refunds or anything like that, you have to have a receipt.
No. I'm just impressed with it. I just want to, like, show it off. It's, like, the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's, like, bags of stuff in here. It's incredible. Yeah, I'll let you look at it, like, if you want to. But if you don't want to, that's cool. I'll just keep it to myself.
What is it for?
It's like, got normal stuff in it. But it's, like, really good normal stuff. Like, it's, like fine normal stuff. And I'll find,
are
like...
Are you trying to sell drugs?
No. Uh-oh, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail for selling a bag of, sit. It's really good stuff.
Call rejected.
Oh, that's, I think that's the voice of the program telling me no. I'll try one more, but if it says no again, it might be it. So, I don't know.
This is Maverick. How can I help you?
Hi, Maverick. I got like
Hello?
A bag here. Like, it's like a bag. Like, it's like my bag. You like want to like dig through it with me?
Oh. Huh?
I got like my bag here, and it's like full of stuff. It's like full of like good stuff. Do you want to like dig through it with me? We like find like valuables in it. Like, I'm pretty sure I dropped some golden rings in there. And if
what
I bring
it
to you, and you like find them, I'll let you have them.
Hold up.
Okay.
Who is this?
Maverick. My name's Maverick.
And what do you need?
I have my bag. You want to like dig through it with me? It's got a lot of stuff in here. Like, it's my bag. I like brought it to the store, and I have my money in there, and like my valuables, my social security card. It's like from outside of the store, but I brought it inside.
I don't know what's all what you need.
Like, if you want to dig through it, like after your shift, we can like go through it, and you can like keep what you want. Because I don't know
Why?
What's in here. Friendship. Like to get on your good side. Like a gift. Dude, there's a lot of good stuff in there. There's like a lipstick. There's lipstick. There's rings. Money. Like quarters and nickels, and pennies, dimes.
I'll pass.
Oh, dude, it's a really good bag. I'll let you go through it with me. And there's pens. Do you need pens? I got a lot of pens. I got like 15 pens in the bag. I got my birth certificate. I got my driver's license. I have cash. I have like $80 and 20s in there. In my wallet, I have a sketchbook with drawings. I got a pencil and an eraser, 15 pens. I have eels, Japan 4.
No, thank you.
I have stamps to mail a letter. Like, you put it on and it, like, goes. I have a social security card. I'll read the digits out to you. It's 5667-35140. Oh, a few would have been good. Ah, oh wait, I'm gonna put the bed music on, and I'm going to get a sip of water. Be right back. I get the candy. Real candy. It looks like sugar.
Second, how can I help you today? Hello?
Hello? Like, I got a... Is
hello?
It, like, hello? 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 Hello?
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Wait, can we hear each other?
Can I help you?
You're on air. We have a question for you. Is it like $50 or a free golf party?
Can you repeat that one more time?
You're on air at 85.7. Would you rather get $50 or go to the free golf?
I don't understand what you're saying.
We are on the air at 85.7. Would you rather get $50 or go to the free golf?
Alrighty, have a great night. Can you say that one more time?
85.7, you're on air. Would you rather get $50 or go to the free golf? Did he?
Sure, you're cutting out.
Hello? That's the Group X thing.
Coming to my 13th.
Hey, 85.7. Would you $50 or free golf?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 85.7. Would you rather get $50 to go to the free golf? On the air. On the air. 85.7.
I do not understand you.
Yeah, 85.70. Would you rather get $50 or free golf?
$50 for...
Or free golf? The free golf?
You're all good. For pickup?
Yep. 85.70. FM?
352. I don't think so.
Radio? 85117? The whoopee lipstick?
Red
on the air?
Could you try speaking a little slower?
You are on air, 85.17. Would you take $50 or freak off?
$50 for pickup?
The freak off?
You're all good.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I am a musician. He heard it. He heard it. He's too cool.
Oh my god, Gina.
Hey, Gina. I have a car, but it's like got different in it. Am I allowed to like bring it down there?
I'm sorry, what?
He I got it like custom modded like with subwoofers, and whenever I start it up, it like goes. Am I allowed to bring it down there?
I don't see why not.
Okay, my neighbors complain about it. Like every time I start it up, it goes like that. That's like.
Are you talking about leaving it down here?
Yeah, because it's got like subwoofers in it.
Well, I don't think you can just leave it here.
Oh, to like buy gas and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, you can.
Will people complain about it? Because if I can walk there with like a Jimmy can.
No, I think it'll be fun.
Okay. You wanna like hear it go?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, let's start it up here. I thought it would be like bass, but it's just this.
You're cutting out really bad.
Oh, it's like subwoofers, I think, in my car. Oh, and she hung up. Too much. Oh, that's the sound of a candy. 100 woofing. Did I call this one? Yes, I did. It's time to go in another state. kennels. Oh, kennels are closed. I'm not sure there's anything I can do at a kennel. Bad music. Oh, it's my mic's not muted as I make mouth sounds. Moistening. I'm not sure I'm allowed to call a dog kennel.
You reached Taylor, Jay, and Nancy and Hannah at Alpine Kennels. We are currently in the kennel or unavailable right now. Please leave a detailed message after.
Oh, detailed message. That's a classic kennel trick. kennel pop. I got a feeling. Might not be a right feeling.
Hello, you have reached 687-1119.
Oh, I can't. It said a number. Okay. Oh, it's windy outside. That's not me making a noise. It's just windy. Red Rover Retreat. Dog boarding. I'm breathing into the microphone. Am I allowed to
Hello?
Am I allowed to call here?
I have no idea.
So I can't?
What? I'm a business. Is that what?
I found, like, the phone number.
like on
I'm
the
a business.
On the internet.
Okay.
So I am allowed to call here?
What are you calling about?
I saw
Gold Rush Kennels.
I saw like there's it said like on the other one like dog boarding. I don't know what that means.
Uh-huh.
What's dog boarding?
For your pet when you go on vacation?
Yeah, like dog boarding.
Uh-huh.
Is it like a board of dogs or?
Right.
So
I'm a business.
Right.
I'm a kennel.
Okay, so it's like a board of dogs then?
You board dogs, yes.
Like, it just seems weird.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you go on vacation?
No.
Okay. Well, then you don't need me.
Well, I found like a board. So, do I like put a dog on it?
Okay, you're kind of strange.
There's my dog.
Okay.
Can you, like, give him something to do? He's bored.
He's bored. Okay.
Yeah. Like, he just, like, looks at me and rolls around and barks.
He probably wants you to play with him.
I did that, and then he, like, he nipped me.
Okay.
I got a little too close to the mouth.
Okay. All right, so why are you calling me?
I just wanted to, like, figure out if I was allowed to call this number or not. Like, you have dog distractions?
A dog what?
Distraction.
Distraction?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like, for good boys.
I'm sorry, but... You really are strange.
The dog just barks at me.
Okay.
So how do I distract him then? Do I like use a click? Like.
Okay. Now all I do is board pets when people go on vacation.
With like a board?
No.
Oh.
I do kennel care for pets.
Kennel care.
Yes.
I just it's different to me. Like it's not regular. I'm normal.
It's not regular and normal. Okay.
Oh,
you
for
got me.
Like to me, like it's a little bit abnormal, but I'm normal.
All right.
We have two dogs here.
Okay.
Thank you. I think she hung up, but it says I'm still connected. Let's compress it all the way to the max. There's no signal. What a nice lady. I think I am allowed to call there. Oh, veteran owned. Okay, interesting. Oh, music. Yeah.
Hey, this is Jennifer Kennels. I'm not able to come to the phone right now. Leave your name, number, a little bit about the dog and the boarding that you're trying to do or training, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, they sent me a text. They sent me a text on my ad telephone number. Do I send a text back? Do we wait for a phone call? This is a new territory for me. Okay, he texts and call you right back. I'll text, okay.
Alrighty, it's been sent okay. Dog kennel. The one I just called. Just sent me a text. Text back yet, or call back. Breathe into the microphone. Oh, that's a good name. Oh wait, I remembered something. No, this is my first time ever calling these people ever, because this is the first show.
To No Ordinary Hospitality. Operators of Coombe Abbey Hotel, St. Mary's Guildhall and IXL Event Center. Please listen carefully to the following options. Press 1 for the No Ordinary Reservations team, who can help with bedroom bookings, afternoon tea and dinner reservations. Press 2 for the No Ordinary Events team, who can help with conferences, banquets, private dining, and other events. Press 3 for the No Ordinary Weddings team. Press 4 for Coombe Abbey Hotel reception. Press 5 for St. Mary.
This is the first episode of Luppy's Whipstick.
Thank you for calling. Your inquiry is important to us. For more information about our rooms, restaurant, events, or private hire, please visit the website coombeabbey.com or follow us on social.
Good morning, Coombe Abbey Hotel.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this, Erwin?
Sorry, this is Coombe Abbey Hotel.
Oh, who am I speaking with, the person?
My name is Jake.
Jake?
Yes.
Do we do it in the room?
Sorry?
The room?
The room?
Yeah, there, Coombe Abbey Hotel?
Yeah, I don't really understand what you mean.
Like, I'm in, do we, like, do it inside the room, or do we do it, like, outside?
Do what inside the room?
Coombe?
Sorry?
Coombe? Like, is that,
yes,
like...
but what are you asking to do inside the room?
It's Coombe Abbey, right?
Yes, it's Coombe Abbey Hotel, yes.
So we do it in the room?
Do what in the room?
Coombe.
Sorry, I don't understand what you're asking.
Well, I don't know. Like, I just... I've never done it before.
Done what?
Been here.
Okay.
This is my first time.
Are you in the room? Are you in your room now?
Yeah.
Okay. What room number are you?
8.
Roommate.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't actually have a roommate.
Well, I went in and I went like like straight, like at the door, and then I turned right, and then I walked, and then like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and like 8, and then I turned to the left and I opened that one. That's the room I'm in.
Oh, you took 8 steps to the room.
Well, like door 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then 8, like the 8th door.
The 8th door?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you go to the door now, you'll be able to see a room number on the door.
Okay. What, like, number is it? Would I see? That's like
you
the high...
Tell me.
I am, like, I have my socks off.
You have your socks off?
Yeah.
You don't need to go outside the room, you just need to open the door. You can stay inside the room.
I put them above the door. I can't, like, see it.
You put your socks above the door?
Over the number.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you put socks over the number, what was the number before you covered them with your socks?
Hell if I know.
Oh, okay.
Like,
What is it can help you with, anyway?
What's the highest you got there at rooms?
Sorry?
It's like, because you're saying that there's no room 8, but I'm like, I'm in a room 8. I'm pretty, like, if it's not that, then what's, like, the highest number you have?
You must not be in our hotel, I'm afraid.
Coombe Abbey, yeah. Because the name's a little distinctive.
Yeah. Well, if you do need anything, you can come to the desk. We are here 24/7.
Coombe? To the desk?
You can come to the desk, yes.
I'd prefer to do that in my room.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Anything else I can help you with?
Is it, so, like, it is, 8 is the highest, right?
8 is the highest?
Yeah.
Highest what, sorry?
Number?
No, there is numbers higher than 8.
At the hotel?
Yes.
Because you're saying there's not, like, 8's not a number.
8 is a number, but not a room number for us.
Oh.
We don't have a room number 8.
Well, what's, like, the closest you got to 8, then?
7.
7?
Yes.
Is it, like, 107?
We do have various room numbers, but we just don't have a number 8.
Is it 107 then? Because 1 plus 0 plus 7 is 8?
Sorry, say that again.
Like 1 plus 0 plus 7 is 8?
Is it?
Yeah. This is my first time calling.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you do need anything, you can. We're out at the desk if you need us for anything.
So I come to the desk?
You can do, yes.
Or is it Coombe to the desk? Or like the Coombe desk?
I don't understand what you mean.
I don't know. This is my first time being in the country. Oh, sorry, that's my dog.
No problem. You have a dog in the room?
Yeah.
We don't allow pets in the room.
He's a medicine dog, so I think he's okay.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Like, if I, like, have a, like, if I overdose, he'll, like, give me life-saving medicine.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Yeah. He's got, like, naloxone. He's, like, a naloxone dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, telling me, like, the seeing eye dog's, okay.
Sorry?
He's telling me that the seeing eye dog's okay. Like, he sees for me, and the hearing dog hears for me.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, very talented.
Yeah. It's like, they're service animals, so I think they're allowed.
Yeah, no problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
You want to, like, pet them?
No, thank you.
You're vaccinated against rabies?
Sorry?
They have rabies? Vaccine?
Okay.
So they're, like, clean?
Right, okay. Yeah, I'll find out. Yeah, no problem.
Like, okay, bye. Okay?
Bye, have a good day.
Jake?
Yes?
I love you. Yes. I love you, Jake. Thank you. This is my first time calling
okay,
here. I didn't call yesterday. I didn't call earlier.
Yeah, you definitely didn't call yesterday. No.
No, I didn't call. This is my first time calling.
No. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It's like my first time?
Yes.
Was it Erwin?
Sorry?
Erwin?
Erwin?
Yeah.
Who's Erwin?
Does he work there?
I've never met someone called Erwin, no.
Was it Jake?
My name's Jake, yes.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Hey, you want to hang out after work?
I'm afraid I'm too busy.
I have, dogs and an Xbox.
Okay, yeah, I prefer PlayStation.
I have a PlayStation 2.
Oh, okay.
Vice City. Cool. Grand Theft Auto 3.
Mm-hmm.
Time Splitters 2. Does that sound good?
Okay. Anything else I can help you with?
If I come there, can you, read me a story and then I go to sleep to it on the hotel phone?
I'm afraid we can't let you sleep in the lobby.
Oh. What if I, invite you to my, room and you, stand in the doorway and you, shut it after you're done? I'll give you a tip. An American?
I'm afraid I don't have no storybooks at hand.
I have a storybook about an Alexone dog and a hearing dog and a seeing dog and dental dog.
Well, I would, but I wouldn't know where roommate is.
You go, down the middle and you turn right and then the eighth door. Yep.
Right, okay. All right, then. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be there.
Thank you, Jake. I love you.
Okay. Bye.
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 I never called there ever before. That's my first time calling there. Because this is the first episode of the Whipstick with Whoopi. If I called earlier, I'd be able to talk to grocery stores. Carthur, you're delusional. I've never called Coombe Abbey before about Coombe or whatever. And I've never called a Swedish locksmith. There's no evidence of it happening. Oh, it's 2 a.m. in the UK right now. I think I'm only going to be able to talk to hotels there. We've made it to the two-hour mark. I think I might wrap it up here in a little bit after a few more calls. Yeah. The first episode of the Whipstick that we know of. Finding numbers. Yeah. Hi, am I allowed to, bring my Whipstick down there?
Sorry?
Am I allowed to bring my whip stick?
Am I allowed, sorry?
To bring a whip stick? It's like a stick, but it like whips. Or whoops.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I can bring it. Am I allowed to like answer my phone?
I'm not understanding what you want to say, sir.
Can I bring a bird? To the hotel? Miss Birds, can I bring one?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Can I bring a bird?
No, sorry.
It's a service bird.
Sorry,
like,
sir.
It communicates for me?
Yes, I... Sorry.
I attach a note to it, and he delivers it. That's how I talk to people. Like in,
What are...
Hello?
Hello?
That was the British Hotel. What a soothing melody to go to bed to. Wait, are they still there? Let's see. Let's wait. I'll see. I'll watch this. Yeah, they're still there. All right. Bye. Good night. No, not good night to the stream. Good night to the hotel, who I'm on hold with. Let's get those sine waves. What the hell am I even asking these people?
Welcome to Hotel Bosco. Please dial 1 for bedroom reservations. Press 2 for bar and lounge inquiries. 3 for the accounts department.
Two.
Thank you for your call. The lounge is open Tuesday to Saturday from 5 p.m. Please leave a message and we will give you a call back.
Boo! Closed. Yay!
Welcome to Hotel Bosco. Please dial 1 for bedroom reservations. Press 2 for bar and lounge inquiries. 3 for the accounts department.
There I was, not listening. I'll just press 0.
Welcome to Hotel Bosco. Please dial 1 for bedroom reservations. Press 2 for bar and lounge inquiries. 3 for the accounts department.
3?
The accounts department, please leave your full name and contact number.
Oh, go away. Or something. Sweets.
Welcome to Hotel Bosco. Please dial 1 for bedroom reservations. Reservations are open 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays. If you would like to reserve a bedroom for this evening, please dial 1. For our best rate guarantee, book online at hotelbosco.co.uk. Alternatively, please dial 2 to arrange a call back during office hours.
Have I set my bed on fire? How do I get in contact with the front desk? Bed and breakfast. Oh, breathing in the mic. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the bed and breakfast?
It is.
I'm from America. Do you guys like have a holding cell there?
I'm sorry, I'm fully booked and it's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, like a holding cell for, like, if someone...
No.
Like, to, like, put them in?
No, I don't. No.
What's, like, the closest thing you get, then? Because I'm staying there?
I've got people staying here. It's fully booked.
Yeah.
And it's the middle of the night, so no.
I'm staying there?
Okay.
I just need to put him in, like, the cell because he's acting up.
No, I have no room for that.
Like a break or a basement? Or do I put him in the basement? Do I, like, lock him in the basement or the box?
No, it's a normal house. Look, I have no room for that. I'm sorry, but phone back early in the morning,
can I,
okay?
Bring a box?
Not in the middle of the night. No.
It's kind of, like, urgent?
I'm sorry, the answer is no, okay?
So I don't
Goodbye.
Put him in the box? I want to put him in the box, though. So, it is pretty early there. Oh, I got the music.
Cooper's and Squiffy's restaurant. I'm sorry, there's no one available to take your call at the moment. Please leave your name and number and a short message after the tone.
No. for some reason a surgery showed up on the whenever I look for a hotel, so. Okay, they don't answer. That's good. That's good.
Welcome to the park in Teddington. To make a table booking, please visit our website or press 1. To make a hotel booking, please press 2. Or to speak to a member of the team, please press 3. Thank you.
3.
Park Hotel.
Hello?
Hello, the Park Hotel.
Yeah, do you guys have anywhere to put him?
Pardon?
Because he's, like, acting up, and we just need to, like, secure him. In the room.
Sorry, who do you need to secure?
Well, he's just been acting like, he's okay, but he's just, like, acting weird.
So, sorry, who are you talking about?
Jim. He's just
Who is Jim?
Oh, well, he's in the room with me. And the other guys.
Who is he?
I thought he was like one of our friends, but it turns out he's a snake in the grass. Coming to bite me and stab me in the back.
I can't put him anywhere, madam. Can't you ask him to leave?
Well, he's like, we have him like secured, so if we can just like put him like away. Like,
is this a person you're talking about?
He's a bird.
He's a what?
Bird.
A bird?
Yeah.
What, a parrot?
Yeah.
Well, I have nowhere to put him, madam.
Shut up, Jim.
I see.
You hear that crap he's saying?
Yeah. I can't put him anywhere. I'm a night porter.
Introduction to con...
He's
madam?
Saying weird words at me.
I can't put him anywhere. I'm a night porter.
Well, yeah, I got a box or anything?
Madam, I am a night porter and I've got a lot of jobs to do.
I don't think I got a box or anything. We just put him in it. Just want
I
to shut
can't,
up.
Madam. I haven't got.
Shut up.
I don't know where boxes are.
Like a wooden box or like a cage or a crate? It just won't stop it.
If we're a hotel,
it.
Madam, we don't have crates.
Jim,
I'm sorry.
Stop. He just won't shut up. He just won't. He needs to stop it. Can you, like, come in here and make him stop it?
I'm sorry, I can't.
He just won't stop it. Jim! Jim! Stop it! He's different. I've never heard him make this noise before.
I can't do anything. If you want to speak to reception in the morning, I might be able to help you.
Help me out here, man. If you get, like, a stick, you can hit him with it, and he'll stop.
Really sorry. I apologize. I have to go.
Jim, shut the hell up, Jim. All right, I'm going to hit him with a stick. I don't know what else to do. Jim, stop it.
Right, I apologize, but I have to go, madam. I've got things to do.
Madam?
Oh, sir.
That's okay. I don't care.
All right. Sorry, I do apologize. If you speak to the manager in the morning, they might be able to help you.
You got like a net?
Sounds
or a
like
bag.
Television.
No, he's Jim. He's a bird.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, just.
Okay,
Jim,
bye.
Shut up. I love you. Bye. Hey, you want to hang out later? I got a PlayStation. Oh, yeah, I got. I don't know what's wrong with Jim. Oh, that's what I was going to do. That's why I had the sounds queued up. Okay. I don't get Jim. He's just a strange little guy.
Welcome to the Alexander Pope. Please press 1 for hotel reservation, 2 for dining reservation, or 3 for any other inquiries. Thank you.
3.
Alexander Pope.
Hi.
Hello, Alexander Pope.
Is this Alexander Pope?
Yes.
The hotel?
Yes.
I have, Jim has questions, so I'm gonna, ask them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Jim, what do you have to say? He's asking if you guys are accommodating. He's different?
You're asking if we have rooms available. Is that what you're asking?
Well, what are the accommodations in the rooms? Is it, is it, chemically compatible with them? Is that right, Jim? Or... he's different.
All right, just ask him to just book online if he wants.
Jim, book online. Oh, he hung up. Jim's kind of like Todd. That'd work if it was Todd. Oh, I got the bed music. I'm gonna say that every time I turn the bed music on. Yeah.
Thank you for calling the London Twickenham Stadium Hotel, a member of Radisson Individuals. If you are planning to drive to the hotel, please be advised that Allianz Stadium Twickenham provides complimentary parking to our guests except on match days. If you are staying during an event, please contact the operator to book a parking ticket. For individual reservations or small groups of up to 9 rooms or less, press 1. For groups of 10 rooms or more, press 2. For parties, events and hospitality, press 3. For in-house guest queries or the hotel operator, press 4.
House guest?
Or for the finance department.
House guest? House guest inquiries. I think this is house guest. Well, I think I can turn their music off on the stream. Music should be off on the stream, but you should be hearing my bed music. sounds so promising. I'm gonna have to fucking hang up. Be gone with you.
Calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone. When you've finished recording, please hang up or press hash for more options. You recorded. To record a different message, press 1. To review the message again, press 2. Or to keep the message, hang up now.
Yay, Stu.
Welcome to the messaging service. The person you're calling is not available.
Hello?
Hello?
Todd has questions for you. I have to, ask him, or he has to ask you about him, but he, can't talk like we do.
Sorry?
Todd can't talk like we do, with regular words. So he's going to have to, I'm going to have to translate for him. Is that okay?
Sorry, I didn't get you. You're calling, this is Ramadan.
He's asking if, if the rooms are, safe for him to be in, chemically.
Sorry, the hotel is temporarily closed.
Closed?
Yeah.
Oh, for the future. We're here. I'm here.
Yeah, it's closed.
I'm here. I'm staying there.
Sorry?
I'm staying there.
You're staying where?
At the hotel.
Which hotel?
This one.
What's the name of the hotel?
Hounslow. Ramada.
Which room? Where are you staying in Hounslow, Ramada?
The 8th room.
Hmm?
Todd has a question. He's asking if, it's, safe for him to be there.
Sorry, the hotel is not, we are not operating, the hotel is closed.
No, it's open, we're here.
No, the hotel is closed.
I'm in the room.
You're in the room?
Yeah.
What's room, room number?
8.
Hmm?
Yeah.
What's the room number?
8.
I'm 8.
Yes.
I'm 8.
8.
8.
Yeah.
Just 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Is it safe for us to be here? Ah. Okay. You didn't think so. Alright, I think I'm out of steam and my mouth is starting to hurt. So I think that's gonna be the end. Thank you for tuning into the Lipstick with Luffy. The first episode ever. With a mic stand. Thank you for listening live. I'm gonna put the recording somewhere. We can all marvel at the bed music. I gotta find the outro song for the first show. The first show ever. Because you just can't, like, end it. I think usually people plan on ending it. They don't do what I'm doing. Thank you all for the ideas and all that stuff. Is it this one I want to play? No, I found it. Thanks for tuning into episode one of the Lipstick with Luppy. Thank you. Just play the outro music. I guess this is outro music. Good night. Sleep well. Rest well. Get 8 hours, of course. Because it's a lot.